Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The obvious issues in the Farm Bill are nutrition programs, crop insurance, farm safety net supports. However, there are some important sections in the bill that could be almost as important and don't get much attention. The first one deals with trade. Trade accounts for 25% of U.S. farm receipts. We plant our crops, we can count on seeing one-third of that production going to some other country. 95% of the world's customers are not in the United States. The growing world population, expected to surpass 9 billion by 2050, will need our food. And we're good at what we do, but we can be even better. The U.S. Department of Agriculture trade function has not been significantly reorganized in 35 years. This is a time to reorganize the trade-related agencies, programs, and activities at USDA. Create a new Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs. The Trade Undersecretary would report directly to the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. And this would give that individual a high-level position to lead in trade negotiations with senior foreign officials. That would give our trade secretary the power and respect to effectively fight to keep existing foreign markets open and gain access to new markets. It's not easy. We are constantly facing a wall of non-tariff barriers holding back our exports. Both the House and Senate have trade reorganization language in their farm bill proposals. The final bill needs to give the Ag Department this new focus. Another issue that I hope is fixed in the farm bill is a country of origin language. Either get rid of COOL altogether, or perhaps approve a label that simply says North American. COOL is our non-tariff barrier. A consistent trade policy should be to avoid such trade restrictions. Final issue is California's trade barrier. California has a law prohibiting the import of eggs from farms that don't meet California's strict hen housing requirements. There's some possibility that this trade barrier can be dealt with in the Farm Bill. And if not, congratulations to Missouri's Attorney General, who has announced that he intends to sue California for their egg restrictions. And that's it for this week. I am John Block from Washington.